Yeah, this is a dictation for Cornelius Baron, Cornelius. Last name is Baron, Baron. Date of service is 7/28/2022. Date of birth is 11/14/1981, and date of accident 7/18/2021. Mr. Cornelius Baron is presenting himself for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved in an accident where he was a rear seat passenger on the right side and restrained, and it was injured on the front end driver side collision. That caused him headaches along with loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event, as well as pain symptoms of neck, mid-back and lower back with radiation to the left arm involving 4/5 finger. Pain in the right shoulder with difficulty raising the arm up to beyond 110 degrees. Currently, the patient has the following report. He says that the pain in the neck is 7, lower back pain is 7, 6 to 7, and there is a radiation of pain to the both arms and both legs off and on as numbness and tingling. However, the left side is more worse than the right side. His pain in the right shoulder is 7, but he can lift up to 160 degrees of abduction without any pain at this time. But he's concerned about the pain, numbness and tingling of the both arms as well as both legs, especially the left side. And he reports weakness. He has a difficult time to walk appropriately. He doesn't feel completely normal. He has seen a specialist, Dr. Redden, for consultation regarding spinal cord stimulation device and a possible surgery. He was ordered a MRI of the arthrogram for the right shoulder to identify further issues, and he has been recommended a laser treatment therapy by him recently for 2 months. The pain level varies from 6 to 8, and ADLs are reported affected 7. Among the ADLs, patient reports that usually mainly the work is affected 6, rest of the ADLs are not really affected. And he does report 70% to 80% pain relief in his report overall with the current pain management protocols. In the neurology and psych, patient reports headaches which are lessening in frequency and severity, and they are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. However, there is a history of anxiety and slight panic along with occasional loss of balance, especially due to the numbness, tingling of the both legs and mild weakness of the both upper arms and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and mid-back, upper back and lower back and the right shoulder, as well as stiffness in the right shoulder and neck and the lower back. The patient further has pain in the knee also, but it's not bothering him too much. He has no major difficulty walking. In the GI, there are no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has actually improved, and it does report 70% improvement in the pain since the time of accident. There are no changes in the medical history, such as hospitalization or weight loss in the last 30 days. No other trauma. Current pain medication is Narcos 7.5. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 134/101. Pulse ox is 100. Pulse ox is 100 and pulse is 89. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 6/30/2022. Dictation number is 0630630018. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is same. Patient should continue seeing Dr. Redden for surgical consultation for spine reconstruction or fixation, as well as for spinal cord stimulation. He will also see orthopedic surgeon Dr. Zoma for further issues with the right shoulder and possibly with the knee as well. The patient received 2 or 3 shots to the rotator cuff area, supraspinatus muscles, And he received 3 epidural injections to the neck and 6 epidural injections to the lumbar. And there is a 80% relief, but not 100%. The patient was advised that there is a possibility of having an involvement of the sacroiliac joint, which could be injected separately. If laser treatment that has been advised by Dr. Eden for 2 months doesn't help, especially if surgery is not being considered, he can come back again for another injection for cervical epidural and lumbar epidural, as well as bilateral sacroiliac joints, to possibly bring him further relief. The patient is provided a order for physical therapy with laser, and the counseling also has been ordered for TBI panic that patient has been complaining of. The therapy has been ordered, cervical pillow has been ordered, and other than that, physical therapy will continue, general physical therapy for sacroiliac joint, neck, back, neck, mid back, lower back, and shoulders. And the patient remains disabled along with house work replacement and transportation. He does have a fracture of T8 that was compression fracture, and has been ordered to try laser treatment for sacroiliac, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and shoulders. Hopefully that will bring him some relief. And his medications continue at Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day, anti-inflammatory, gabapentin 600 twice a day for headaches and neuropathy. Wellbutrin is being provided 150 milligram daily for depression, lidocaine ointment, and for topical pain relief, and Ambien 5 milligram for sleep. There were 2 refills on it on the previous prescription. This is the end of dictation, but patient will be seen in 30 days' time. By the time, he'll have a surgical evaluation, orthopedic evaluation, and it'll be a good time to move forward with the appropriate treatment protocol. Thank you.